Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Ted 2. Well, Ted the Bear is back, and this time he's won over the girl's heart, and now they want a baby. Trouble is, he's a stuffed bear, so he's gonna have to figure out a way to prove he's actually a person to get what he wants.
So I got some big news.
Tammy Lynn and I are gonna have a baby.
That's awesome. Wait, how do you guys...
Oh my God, it's heavy. Look at this. It says if we wanna have a baby, you're gonna have to prove you're a person in a court of law.
This is a nightmare.
We gotta fight it. We'll get a lawyer and we'll sue the government for your civil rights.
Now I think I figured out how to make this movie great. Make it a silent movie. Turn off the sound and who could resist a cute cuddly teddy bear just trying to get by who's befriended by an amazingly easy on the eyes Mark Wahlberg and seems to be just so lovable and adorable and innocent as can be. But turn on the sound and things get weird. He becomes less than cute and more dirty old man with bad language, bad habits, and some bad needs. And he wants to impart all of that on a tiny innocent baby who's already faced with a world gone wrong and challenges all day long. But I guess that's the funny stuff, right? So if you're the kind of person who finds all things wrong just right and revels in the odd, strange, and way off, this is for you. But if not, at least you get to see Mark Wahlberg for 2 hours. And now into a movie that's about a different kind of animal. It's Max. He's a dog and a marine, and tragically his human partner is killed, and now the only way he can survive and heal is with the help of a boy who just wants to goof off and ignore anything that has to do with his dead brother.
Max bonded so closely with Kyle, he can't work with anyone else.
I gotta go take care of that dog.
Won't let me touch him.
Max just has to know that you want him.
So was Max like a bad dog?
Max was as good a dog as ever passed through this facility. Animals can come down with post-traumatic stress the same as people can.
Your brother always wanted to be a hero.
Now, in the spirit of full disclosure, I cried watching the trailer, I cried watching the TV ads, I even cried thinking about the trailer and the TV ads. So I pretty much cried out before the movie, which was good so I could actually watch it, which isn't the deepest or most traumatic movie ever, and it doesn't have the best acting and certainly no special effects, but it's all about Max, who is amazing. He steals the show, of course. And while you're watching this, think about Max and all the amazing four-legged creatures like him who are completely committed to keeping our men and women in the military safe from bad guys, and when they come home, they keep us safe from the bad guys too. It's definitely moving, a story of hope and redemption. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Max is definitely a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.